this is something you should probably start looking forward to on Mondays, relatively speaking. It is just a quick wrap-up of what I saw from the prior week. In this case, we're going to talk about Plato and what I saw, liked, concerns, what have you. And, you know, it's the thing, as you kind of dove in this week into the real kind of meat of the course, the real work, sometimes that is also where the real challenge starts. So to kind of walk you through, again, or maybe to iterate, you know, the syllabus I provide is one for you to think about how you want to structure your time. If it were up to me, I would have very specific due dates on everything, and you would work every day on this. But it's hard. You know, we've got over 20 students in this class, and it's hard for a number of you to meet really specific deadlines like that. I've tried it before. I may try it again later at some point. But basically, you have all the instructional materials right there, as much as I can give you. I've found some mistakes here recently, thanks to one of you, but in the real world, right, ideally you kind of like watch those, maybe look at those Monday, Wednesday type thing, but when we go through it, you also have the reading assignment. If you have the books, just follow what it is in the books. So last week was books 6 and 7 of the Republic, but that's just the content, right? When it comes down to the workload, the journal, the small group, the teach to learn, and then the quiz. And let me explain to you a bit of the grading in that. And that maybe even be more of what we talk about for last week's wrap up than anything else. The journals, you can write those without watching, reading anything. Those are really just kind of in your own words, in your own mind. What do you think? What is going on here? Mostly because I'm curious, right? And I want you to take those same thoughts with you as you go through the materials. Like, oh, this is kind of maybe where this idea came from, or maybe it doesn't even really make sense in this regard, and that's okay. That's for you. I mean, the full points for me, and I did mention this in the update last week or the reminder email. When you make a post to the journal, that's great. If you've kind of hit it out of the park, I'll just grade it as is. But in some cases, I have follow-up questions. I would like for you to go back in and to review what I asked you and hit edit and add a little mark for what your response would be. It is one of the few times I really can get one-on-one feedback and engagement. So that's why I use that assignment that way. I know it's unfamiliar to a number of you, but that's why that's there. In the small group discussions, you know, all of you did a good job of, you know, sort of posting the image of what you drew, or making a pretty solid attempt if you had any technical issues. And I try to do that. I don't do it every time, but I know, at least on my side of things, I think it's probably true for you, probably gets boring to just read more stuff, you know, and something that's sort of heavily content driven in terms of book and then notes, it's, and not having an in-class meeting, this, it can be boring. So whenever you can add additional media is what I'm looking for. Now, technically, another thing to keep in mind is there's almost 30 of you in the class. So making a post to the board is not enough for full points. What I basically do is say, if there's almost 30 of you, then 10% engagement is what I'm looking for an A. So I'm looking for your post and 2 follow-up posts, whether that's a comment or a question or a reply back to somebody, it doesn't matter. What I'm looking for is you need to be on that board about 3 times, each of them. That's what full points mean in this case. The teach to learns are kind of odd exercises, but they're ones I started doing 2 years ago, I think. And if you notice in the teach to learn, I mean, those same thing. It's mostly about engagement. There shouldn't be hard right or wrong answers. I want you to try to experiment with this. I mean, philosophy does have right or wrong answers. That's what's in the quiz. But what I'm really looking for here is, how well did you engage the content? Could you think beyond what was in the book and try to apply it in some other format? When it comes to this upcoming one on Aristotle, for example, let me give you just a couple of examples, so kind of working ahead. So in terms of substance and change, I make a specific, how could you use this for intentional improvement at work? I want you to think about a work setting, because this is exactly how I use it when I do process improvement with other teams. How could you do that, right? And again, it's about engagement. There's not like a right or wrong answer in how you use it at work. It's give it a try, think it through. And then the same thing. So the Aristotle one, there is a weird piece about substance and change, and Aristotle is, at least in the Christian tradition and history, really influential on people like St. Thomas Aquinas. So there might be things we think we know, don't know, think we know about God, not really, maybe, kind of, sort of. So think about that. What does that look like? Do you have a soul? Does it work that way? Does it work the way you thought? So again, right there is not like a real hard, you get it right or get it wrong sort of thing. It is really about engagement. So in a lot of these discussions, I just want you to be thinking and to be engaging, and the same with the journals. I mean, the real nuts and bolts sort of, you know, right, wrong, and different, or right and wrong questions are the ones in the quizzes. So that is the only thing that has hard, hard stuff to it. The rest of it, you should be fine. So as long as you stay engaged, you should be good.